You're listening to MLB.com Extras, brought to you by the MLB.com Shop.
Welcome to MLB.com Extras, the Los Angeles Angels. I'm Richard Justice of MLB.com, and I'm joined by Alden Gonzalez, who covers the Angels for MLB.com. Some bookkeeping things here at the end of spring training, Alden, is you wrote a piece on for MLB.com on the fifth starter situation. That is it a matter that no one has emerged as a fifth starter, or is it just that the schedule allows Mike Scioscia and Mike Butcher some more time to get things figured out there?
That's a good question, Richard. I think it does matter a little bit, because in an ideal world, Andrew Heaney and Tropiano, the two big pickups from the offseason, these two young, cost-controlled starters, would have really shown a lot in spring training. Now, that doesn't mean that they haven't struggled as much as, you know, the numbers would indicate. They've shown flashes of how good they can be, but, you know, neither of them has really run away with the job. And I don't think that really matters much for the start of the season, because the way the schedule plays out, Hector Santiago is pretty much locked down that number four starter role, and they're not going to need a fifth starter until April 14th. I don't know if they're going to go that route yet. I don't think they've made that decision yet of whether to skip the fifth starter the first time through. But there's a real possible scenario where they skip that fifth starter the first time through the order, and then by the time April 14th comes, Garrett Richards is ready to come back. Now, there's still a lot of time left before that actually happens. Garrett Richards would need to make three more rehab starts before then, and everything would have to go well. So they're not really banking on that just yet. But it's a very real possibility that they could skip that fifth spot altogether, and Garrett Richards just joins them for the 14th, which is the first date that they need that fifth starter. Now, having said that, I think the way that they look at their roster, their best team involves either one of Andrew Heaney or Nick Tropiano emerging and developing to be, proving to be good enough to warrant a rotation spot, and then Hector Santiago goes to the bullpen. I think that's what they feel gives them their best pitching staff altogether. And I don't think that's happened yet. Andrew Heaney and Nick Tropiano, they've each been burned by one or two innings this spring. It just snowballs on them. They've shown some good stuff. Tropiano was pitching here yesterday. He got his first Cactus League start. And I think everybody started seeing how good that changeup is. He has that fastball changeup combination that just drives hitters nuts. So the talent is there. We've seen Heaney and how difficult he could be on left-handers, how good he can be when he's spotting the ball down in the strike zone, which is the big key for him. But there's also been times where he pitches up and he gets hit around, and that's what's going to happen. It's what happened to him with the Marlins last year, and that's just part of his development as a 23-year-old starting pitcher. I think right now there's a very real possibility that both of them start the season in AAA, and it's kind of weird to say that because, you know, there's been so much hype around these guys and anticipation about who would win the job. But Garrett has progressed far enough in his rehab where you're starting to think, man, you know, this guy, he could only miss just one start. And, you know, maybe the Angels go with an eight-man bullpen for that first week. Then Garrett Richards comes off the disabled list, and there you go. They didn't really need that fifth starter. But no doubt, they need to see more signs out of Tropiano and Heaney, and I think they will. And I think maybe right now the way they're leaning is have them both start in AAA, have them iron some things out, and then if they perform well, then they could come up, and then they could have that ideal pitching staff that they wanted.
Yeah, and also, I mean, those would be like your second half pickups. If those guys can get whatever it is they're working on ironed out, I mean, that's
absolutely
the best case scenario. And now regarding second base, and just looking at the stats, it looks like Giovatella has been a little bit better than the other guys. Mike Scioscia obviously holds his cards close to the vest, as you reminded me a couple of times. What do you think is going to emerge at second base?
I think what we're going to see is Johnny Giovatella start the season at second baseman for several reasons. Number one, Josh Rutledge hasn't hit, you know, and Josh Rutledge maybe came into the season with a little bit more advantage at that position because he's a guy that they really wanted to go out and get. He's a guy with the most major league experience, but he didn't help himself. He's really struggled at the plate. His swing is just not where it needs to be. His swing has actually gotten really long, and he's been trying to figure it out, but it's really hard to figure it out when you're also trying to win a job. So he's really been fighting himself. And, you know, the thing that doesn't really help him is the fact that, you know, he could be optioned to the minor leagues. And having Johnny Giovatella be your starting second baseman is the Angels' best way of preserving depth He is out of options. He'd have to sneak through waivers in order to be sent down to AAA. And look, there's good and bad with this. The good thing is that if they keep Johnny Giovatella as their starting second baseman, they preserve their depth. The bad thing is that I don't know if either any one of the competitors has really stuck out. Any one of them has really wowed you. I don't know that we really expected that at the start of the season. We knew that second base was a position that they were still going to feel their way around, that they were going to try to have as many people there to see who could stick. Giovatella's not a guy who's ever going to wow you defensively, but I think he's done a pretty good job hitting. He's got a pretty good track record in the minor leagues of getting on base. And I think the Angels are just curious to see how that plays in the major leagues. Giovatella is an interesting guy because the Royals gave him a shot around 2011, 2012. They called him up late. He didn't really hit in September. He had hip surgery in the offseason. He struggled the following spring, and that was it. He never really got an opportunity again. And, you know, sometimes these opportunities in the major leagues are really fickle, and then sometimes these guys just get opportunities again. And, you know, I think the Angels are going to be really curious to see how he does, you know, when things get real here in the regular season, how that bat plays at the major league level. And, you know, they're not really asking him for much. He's going to hit low in the lineup. You know, he needs to make the plays he should make defensively and give him whatever he can offensively.
Yeah, and you know, Alvin, hats off to Jerry DePoto for not just saying, okay, it's Grant Green's job, it's Rutledge. He created a competition there, and it sort of tested all the guys, and it gave the coaching staff and Mike Socia some options there. And, you know, when you think about in Haney and Tropiano, whatever they turn out to be, their high-risk guarded prospects, and in Joyce and in Freeze, I mean, Jerry DePoto has really put his stamp on this club the last couple of years in a pretty impressive way, the way I see it. What do you think?
Yeah, and you know what the big thing about the team is, and we've talked before about how they're going to have payroll flexibility going into the year, and if any needs arise, they're going to be able to address it. But you know what? I was sitting with DePoto yesterday when they had their prospect game, and you know, one thing that he liked to mention, and which he's mentioned a lot, and I think is really legitimate, 2012, 2013, even, you know, even so much as 2014 a little bit, if this team had a major injury, it was really hard to replace guys. You know, there was just some guys on this team that they could not lose to injury because then, you know, they'd be done. And obviously, look, if Mike Trout gets hurt or Albert Pujols gets hurt, it's going to really hurt the Angels a lot. But I think they have contingency plans in place. I think they have a lot more depth organizationally. And, you know, sometimes saying that drives fans nuts because fans like the blockbuster moves. They like the big stars. But you look at their AAA roster this year, and, you know, they're going to have probably the most talented AAA roster that they've had in probably the last 5 or 6 years. And when you consider the amount of players that are used throughout the course of a 162-game season, that's a lot of guys from AAA that are coming up and that are playing a really important role in your season. And I think that's the one thing that the Angels feel the best about going into the year, is that they have that depth, they have that contingency plan in place in case something happens.
All right, Alvin, thank you again. Great stuff as always. We'll talk to you again.
MLB.TV Premium, the number one live streaming sports service, is now available. Watch over 250 spring training games and every regular season game live or on demand in true HD. MLB.TV Premium includes a free At-Bat 15 subscription, allowing you to watch live baseball on over 400 mobile and connected devices, every night on every device. Visit MLB.TV for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply.